Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. God is good, and like always, He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is generous. He gives us all the needed insight as we seek Him. We talked about last week how you have to have faith. You have to receive His word, His guidance, and then believe it. And then He can work with you and minister to you His awesome word. Our God never fails, and He always gives us His very best. God is first class. He's top flight. He does everything appropriately. I'm speaking from my relationship with Him. I remember so many times He guide me to do things, or He'll help me understand things, and He make things so clear as I trust Him. The more I trust Him, and you know, sometimes when some of the things He give me to do, or things He'll bring to my attention, or things He teach me, I'd be apprehensive about it. You have to trust Him, because you don't see the whole picture. And when He's introducing something to me that I didn't know before, I'm trying to understand it on my end, but He knows where He's going. And I'm here to tell you now, if you can trust Him in His guidance, don't give up so fast. Don't be so quick to run away from what He's showing you. Follow Him. Because if you follow Him and you keep trusting what He's showing you, you just got to trust His character that He's going to guide you right. When you allow your life to be put in His hands, when you trust in His knowledge, when you trust in what He's suggesting, what He's showing you, the insight that He gives you, you have to take steps towards what He's saying. Stay in faith about it, because He's going somewhere that you're going to like to be. Whether He's navigating you in the Word of God or giving you direction for your own life, whether He's showing you things that to come, sometimes He may be even showing you a person's character. And if it's on a good end, if He's showing you something good about a person, you probably can't see it right now. Or you may not notice what He's showing you on the natural side yet. But if you trust Him, it's going to work. And the same, so it is with the negative. Sometimes people put on their best face, or they put on their best act, and you might be excited about them. And the Lord may give you disturbing dreams of truth concerning what that person has planned. You're going to have to trust the Lord. Whatever He show you, you're going to have to trust Him. And in order to steer out of the danger or go into the progressive blessings, you're going to have to trust Him. Whether He's guiding you to greater blessings or out of danger, you're going to have to trust the Lord. And so it is with knowledge. Sometimes when I think I know something, I ask the Lord, "Lord, what about this?" I'll give you an example. Two words: faith and trust. I'm a minister. I teach about faith. I learn about faith. I read about faith. The Lord ministers to me about faith and trust. Now, years ago, I used to use the word faith and trust interchangeably, and sometimes I still do. But a few years ago, I said, "Lord, what's the difference between faith and trust?" And I was studying the New Testament, listening to it on my MP3 player. And I noticed something about faith, and he started my question, because he said, as I was listening to the word, he came to me and said, "Faith is a definer." I said, what? He said, faith is a definer. And the way I understood it, the way he showed it to me is, if a man is a sinner, he believes on Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. When he believes on Jesus by his faith, he is redefined from a sinner to a Christian. He is redefined. He's a new creature. When a person is sick and they have cancer, they're on their deathbed, expected to die. When they believe for their healing by faith and they receive their healing, because of their faith, they are redefined from sick to healthy. Whatever your condition, whatever the problem, when you believe the Lord by your faith, because Habakkuk 2 and 4 says the just shall live by his faith, your faith redefines the facts on the ground. That's how Brother Money Horton liked to put it. It changes the facts on the ground where you are. Your faith, you can take God's word by your faith, and when you believe him, then he gets involved, and the facts on the ground where you are changed. Whether you need healing, whether you need salvation, whether you're trying to conquer addiction, whatever the case, whether you're trying to learn something, your faith redefines situations in your life. And then from when he gave me that definition, I thought about trust. I said, Lord, well, what's the difference? What's the definition for trust? And he said, trust is reliance. I said, Lord, come on. Now I want to know the difference between faith and trust. They're so similar. Faith, he had just shared with me how faith is a definer and trust is reliance. So I said, Lord, come on. Now I want you to help me where I can understand it. He said, faith is trust before you see, and trust is faith after you've seen. I said, man, that's good. See, and there's a joy that comes with the knowledge of God, and I want people to experience it like I do. God is fun, folks. I ain't having a hard time. I'm having a ball. In my spirit, man, it's like a party's going on all the time. Because I dialogue with the Lord and he showed me things like that, and it blesses me because I see life in a greater way. Faith is trust before you see. And trust is faith after you've seen. Because once you're in faith, this happens in people's lives. They have a crisis. They believe God. The crisis is solved. And then as they live, they have another crisis that they have no experience in. And the challenge from Satan is, are you going to believe God now? Or are you going to fail? And some people that have had victories in the past, when something new happens, they lack victory. And when the Lord taught it, I thought about the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. When you study Genesis and Exodus, the Lord brought them out of bondage. When you study those scriptures, they always complain, as if God never did anything for them. Now they were delivered out of Egypt. They get over, and then the armies come behind them. They panic. Moses split the Red Sea. They cross the Red Sea. They get on the other side. And then they say, we ain't got no water. They worry about water. And the Lord just saved them from Egypt and killed all the armies that was going to take them back. And then they think God's not going to give them water. So God told Moses to speak to the rock, and he hit the rock, and they had water. All right, now they got water. Then they got hungry. Well, we ain't got no meat. We want some meat. And they didn't even trust God to give them meat. He already was giving them manna. He gave them water. He was there to give them whatever they asked for. They didn't even, instead of asking, they complained. Because they never learned to trust God after they've seen the miracles. So many people are this way, and they don't have to be. If God have blessed you all along in your life, kept you out of all sorts of dangers, why in the world would you think that he's not going to help you in new situations? Even if you don't know how, don't never worry about the outcome. Never worry about how God's going to do it. Don't even bother your mind about it. Believe his word. Who cares how he does it? He got you. You can't fail if you trust his word. Trust is faith after you've seen. After you've had a victory in faith, you believe God, you took him at his word, you won. That should encourage you that that's going to be the next pattern in your life. You're going to win no matter what. So rely on the Lord. Reliance is trust. And let me put it this way. We don't just believe something. We believe God's word. God's word is a grace to us. So is salvation. It's a gift that we couldn't earn and didn't and never deserved. But because we're his creation and he loves us as dear children, he gives us his word. His promise. He gave us an open contract. He said what he'll do. You got a contract. Even if you're not saved, you got a contract. There's a guarantee that God gave you salvation. All you got to do is believe it and receive it. And so it is with all blessings. He did the work for your salvation. Jesus did the work for your healing. Now, if you're believing him for money, okay, he'll set the thing up. But you got to do the work, because faith without works is dead. This is balance. But you don't have to work for understanding of his word. You don't have to work for salvation. He's not going to save you because you're good or because you're bad. He's going to save you because he loves you. Not because of what you can do. Not because of what you will do. Not because of what you've done. You can't earn salvation. You just have to receive it as a free gift. So grace is first. Grace is any gift that God gives to you that you can't earn yourself, and you probably don't even deserve it. That's grace. So his word is where we get our faith. We trust his word. We don't see the results. If a person has never been healed by God and he doesn't know how it works, he got to believe it. And when he try to figure out how it works, it's confusing. It's aggravating sometimes. Don't worry about that. God is God. He's alive, and he's going to heal you. He's going to keep his word. You trust him to keep his word. That's faith, because you can't see it. You experience the results of your faith. Your faith turns into knowledge. So grace is first. Faith is second. And then trust is third. Because you don't get to trust until you get to faith. You don't learn to rely on God until you believe him. Believe him. Take him at his word. Experience the good. Then trust him. There's something greater than that out to trust. And that's called vision. I said, Lord, what is vision? What's your definition for vision? He said, vision is developed faith. Oh, man, that's good. Okay, I can see that. A person that believe God and trust God, and they used to win, they used to believe in God when they can't see, and they say, hey, he's with me. They rely on the Lord. They expect to win. And then they have to believe God by their faith all the time. Living by faith becomes a way of life. They don't separate their life from the natural to the spiritual. They just live by their faith in all things. They work as under God. Some people think they can quit their job and live by faith. That's wrong. That's error. You can't do that. If you have a job, work as unto God on your job. Do your very best. Give your boss an honest day's work as unto God, not as unto men, according to first and second Peter. Do it by love. Do it on purpose. Make sure that no matter what other people are doing and how bad things are and how they've lied to you, you do your part. That's living by faith, because God is, now you're giving God something to bless you by, because he's going to promote you because you did good to others first. And whatever you do towards others, God is going to do to you. Well, preacher, that scares me, because I ain't done right. Well, quit doing wrong and start doing right. That's living by faith. Shady stuff is not faith. I'm going to say it again. Shady stuff is not faith. You'll be better off to just leave the shady stuff alone. Not saying that to shame you. I love you. I want you to do good. I want to do good. Shady stuff, leave it alone. You're going to have to pay for it. It's going to cost you. So do things that's going to bless you. Remember, God don't deal with sin. If you sin, he ain't got nothing to do with it. But if you're a teacher and you got children that's just difficult, you got to first love those children. Because the word of God is sown in peace. So is knowledge. Love them anyway. Love the people that's hard to love. Make sure you love them. And God will give you wisdom towards them. Every time people did wrong to me and I love them, God will show me how to deal with them in wisdom. Every time. The Holy Spirit is there to guide you and give you outstanding wisdom. You don't have to compromise, and you don't have to do shady, underhanded stuff. So when the Lord teaches you, trust him. Rely on him. Have faith in what he's saying. When you win in life, say, I'm going to trust God next time. In other words, I'm going to trust him in other areas where I have not trusted him before. I'm going to believe God for the very best. And there are things that I don't know yet that I want to know the answer to. And I put it on the table. I say, Lord, teach me these things. Help me see it your way. Help me see it right. Help me do better in this area. Because I'm lousy in this area. And I don't mind telling people, I ain't got it right over here. I got to do something about that. Running late is one of them. You know, I just told the whole city, I run late. I'm sorry. I want to do something about it. Just because there's something that you have mastered, that does not mean that you're not valuable. Just because I didn't master something in one area of my life or five areas or even 20 areas, that doesn't mean I'm not valuable. I can still do something for God. Balance. Walk in love. Sow love. Reap love. Do right by people. Do like Jesus. Do good by people. Because these things work. In the end times, we're going to need all these principles. And I thank the Lord for it. The love of God will not change. He loves you as a standard. He loves you all the time. He will not do you wrong. He will never hurt you. Even when people go to hell, the only reason they go is because they didn't get saved. They love the darkness and they ran from the light too much. And God can't do anything about their choice. That's why I warn people, do not go to hell. You don't have to. Jesus paid for you to go to heaven. He ransomed you. He paid your ransom. You don't have to go. He made it legal for you to go to heaven. Believe on him and go. He did the work. He did what you could not do. He got up from the grave. You couldn't do it. And now you can, because he did. You got to believe on him to get out of that grave. Because when the trumpet sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first. And if you're still living when he come back to meet us in the air, you just disappear. But the dead rise first, and then you go. It'll all happen real quick. But graves everywhere will be broke because people going to get out and meet them in the air. Empty caskets all over the planet. Wherever there are people who believed on Jesus and all little children. All little children are in the kingdom of heaven. I thank God for what he's doing. He has an outstanding plan. Don't miss out on it. I'm not going, I'm not the kind of preacher that worry about what people think. I preach God's word. That's what he called me to do. I don't have an opinion except for what I learned from him. When you follow God, your opinion going to change from time to time. And I thank God for his grace. I thank him for faith. I thank him for his strength. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to bless all those who are hungry and want to know it. So till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.